Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Peace World Radio. Vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jans is an energetic, vibrant, and engaging show that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who are using their lives to raise the frequency of our world. Here you will meet authors, actors, scientists, activists, and so many more who dare to dream that things can be different, who think beyond what they were taught and have the courage to not settle. If you too believe that a world of peace is possible and have been looking for inspiration to become part of this extraordinary step in the evolution of humanity, then you're in the right place, because that's what Peace World Radio is all about. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having. Now here is your host, Christina Jans.
Hello and welcome. I'm so happy you're able to join me today. And honestly, I cannot wait to get this show started, because today we're going to be talking about a topic that over the years so many people have asked me questions about. Our show today is all about intuition, what it is, how can you develop it, the ability to connect with your guides, the ways that you can and must keep yourself balanced and grounded while being intuitively open, dealing with negative energy, and so much more. And the person who's going to walk us through all of this is my very special guest, Jolie DeMarco. She herself is a highly intuitive and sensitive person, and she's also the author of The Energy Exchange and The Second Shift. Now, before I introduce you to Jolie, write down the following phone number, because today, December 9th, 2013, we're giving away 5 free gift packages from Jolie. In each one, you get 1 mandala oracle deck, 1 copy of her book, The Second Shift, plus 1 copy of her book, The Energy Exchange, which is just so fantastic. The number to call is 1-800-930-2819. And be sure to listen for when I tell you to call in. In fact, I think I'm going to give away a gift package right now to the first person who calls in. Let's get this show started on a great note. Again, the number to call is 1-800-930-2819. And the first person to call in right now gets one of these generous gift packages from Jolie DeMarco. Jolie, welcome to Peace World Radio. It's wonderful to have you here today.
Oh, thank you, Christina. It's great to be here. I appreciate it.
Great. So you and I are both highly intuitive and sensitive people, but I don't want to assume that everyone listening to us right now knows what that means. So how would you describe a highly intuitive and sensitive person? And how do they experience the world differently from those who aren't?
Well, most people that are intuitive, for me myself, I know that I'm very empathic, which means I can feel and sense energies of other people's, not just my own. So that can be emotions of how I feel or somebody else's feelings. I also feel physical in my body. So if I'm walking past somebody that has maybe some discomfort, I can also feel some energy from them there. I also am a little bit telepathic. I have a telepathic academy where it's a mind-to-mind communication. So a lot of us have this. I believe everyone in the world has this ability. It's just learning how to use it and how to use it in a positive way.
Mm-hmm. And were you this way sort of from your earliest memories or as a child, or when did you first become aware of your intuition?
As a small child, I always had, I want to say, energies in my room. So I felt presence in my room that was other than human. Scared me when I was a kid, of course, because we don't really know what it is. And that's another reason why I choose to teach people today, because we do work with a lot of children and also adults that don't know what energy is. And most of the time, it's just energy that's positive. But, you know, we scare ourselves from, you know, scary movies and such things that we're programmed with from television.
Go ahead.
Okay, so I was going to say a little bit about it's important for each one of us to know what our abilities are and how to utilize our intuition. So intuitiveness is just knowing more psychic abilities, just having that feeling that, you know, a feeling is yes or a feeling is no, and just following and trusting with it. So that's, like, really important if you start to want to strengthen your psychic abilities or your intuitiveness.
Right.
That's the first step.
And, you know, I was thinking today, as I was driving up here, I was thinking today that perhaps some people think that intuitive abilities or psychic abilities or, you know, the stuff of circus sideshows where, you know, people sit in tents with crystal balls and things like that. But I don't know if people really are aware of how much it's actually a part of our life. For instance, how many times do we hear police reports where, you know, a police officer will say, it was just a hunch. I decided to go down that road and they found somebody that they were looking for, you know, or even in business, we can get all the information we need, but sometimes it's just that other source of intelligence that comes from an intuitive faculty that allows us to make that decision. So would you say that it's actually so much a part of our lives and it can be used in all areas of our lives?
Oh, absolutely. You're absolutely correct when you say that. Yeah, there's so many ways that we can use it for positive. So, you know, a lot of people know, even intuitively when we're younger, you know, your mother can connect with you. Sometimes you know when your mother's going to call you and then all of a sudden the phone will ring. That happens so many times with other people that are connected. They're basically connecting on a vibrancy. So a vibration that's common between two people. And this vibration can be, I want to say, tapped into. And there's also communication with things that are what I believe is other than human. So that can be source of whatever you believe in as your source. So for some people it might be God, Buddha, whatever, can be your source. So there's different ways of tapping into our energies and vibrations. And some people call it intuitiveness, whether it comes from your mind or from source.
Right, right. Now, let's talk about the different kinds of intuitive abilities that there are out there. And I know that there's many, but just to give our listeners sort of something to think about, there are things, for instance, like seeing auras, but there's so many more. What are some of the other kinds of intuitive abilities that you see and work with?
As I mentioned before, empath. So you can be an empath, which means you feel or sense emotions or physical, you know, physical sensations on your body that aren't from you. They come from somebody else. There's also telekinesis, which is telepathic communication, which is mind-to-mind connection. Reading people's auras is very interesting because the auras are basically just energy. It's an electromagnetic field that surrounds our body, which consists of positive and negative energies. And those positive and negative energies can tell us different things about our vibration, happiness or sadness, or anywhere in between. So there's lots of different ways to use your energy and read energy and utilize it for intuitiveness.
Right. Right. And if somebody was to, you know, start seeing auras, what would they be seeing if they were looking at somebody and going, oh, I'm seeing their aura? What actually would they be seeing?
They would be sensing, so they could see in the ways of sensing or feeling, because some people think they see, but they're really feeling the energy. They may see colors. They may see like a haziness. Some people just see like a white haze around the outside of the physical body. There are different layers. If you get into it a little bit deeper and you're not such a novice of it, you could understand that there's different layers of the aura and they mean different things. And that's the part that gets really interesting for people. But if they're just sensing or feeling something from somebody's aura, that can tell a lot about the person's mood and energy.
Right. And you can tell also about people's health and their emotional states and all kinds of things, can't you, from an aura?
Oh, absolutely. And I know you're probably going to say this next, but our auras work with our chakras, and our chakras are energy centers that go along the center of our body. And they're just vortexes of energy that go on a spinning cycle. And the different ways that the cycle spins can tell us different things about the body in conjunction with the aura. They kind of work together, and it's really neat how you can, you know, like I said, read somebody's body or find out what's going on with them.
Mm-hmm. I distinctly remember when I was in grade 5, I remember seeing my teacher up at the, you know, the front of the classroom, and I could always tell what kind of a mood she was going to be in when she walked in the room by virtue of, you know, what was around her. But, you know, Jolie, I actually thought everyone was seeing this. I didn't realize until a little bit later that other people didn't see auras.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that probably is, you know, a lot of people who are just starting out with intuition as children don't know that what they're seeing, other people might not be seeing.
You know, what's really interesting about that, Christina, is that's interesting that you said that as a child. I work with a lot of kids that come in, and a lot of the parents believe that they have, or their teachers believe that they have ADD or ADHD.
Oh.
And honestly, they're actually seeing auras of other children or also of different energies that aren't human, you know, obviously like shadows that they're seeing. And when they see this, you know, they're looking all around the room. And so the teacher thinks that they're not able to pay attention, but they're just on a different, I would say, vibration or frequency that they're tuned into. So they can see and sense these like they're more real to them, you know, on a physical level, it seems to them, because they don't know any different because they are very young. So it's kind of interesting that you said that.
I think this is a really, really important point that you're bringing up, because to have somebody, you know, classified or even medicated as you know, for having ADHD, when it turns out that they're just highly perceptive and intuitive and are observing the different things that they're seeing at a different vibratory rate, boy, oh boy, that's important.
Huge.
What do you suggest to parents at, who may have children like that?
I honestly, like, a lot of the adults come in first for a reading, and they'll ask about their children, and they'll mention this. And I said, well, why don't you bring them in? They're probably just a sensitive, what we call a sensitive child. And when they come in, it's very easily seen. There's different things that you could ask the child, basically, if they have any imaginary friends. The other people can't see, and only they can see, if they see shadows on the wall. All these different questions that you can ask your child, and that will help guide you in letting you know that they're a little bit more intuitive, or what we could call it, like a crystal kid, or, you know, just a very sensitive child. So it's, you know, if you feel that your child's that way, you should absolutely take them to a place that you feel where maybe some intuitive workers work with children.
Yeah, really, really good information there. Benny, are we stopping for a break now?
You got it.
Okay, we'll be right back. Stay tuned. We'll be back with more from Jolie DeMarco, who is telling us everything we need to know about intuition. We'll be right back.
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question, always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? beingyouclass.com.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
Are you feeling stuck?
Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
We're back, and you're listening to Peace World Radio, Vibrant Conversations to Change the World. I'm Christina Jans, and my special guest today is Jolie DeMarco, and we're talking all about intuition. But first, we're going to give away another gift package from Jolie. So the first person who calls in at 1-800-930-2819 gets, it's just great what she's put together, one Mandala Oracle deck, one copy of her book, The Second Shift, plus another copy of her book, The Energy Exchange. So the first person to call in gets that. Jolie, I wanted to ask you now about spirit guides, and I want to spend some time on this because I know people have lots of questions about spirit guides. So first of all, does everyone have them?
Yes, I believe everyone has spirit guides. So we have spirit guides that can be deceased loved ones that's passed over. We also can have spirit guides such as angels, or animal guides. So when people talk about animal guides, sometimes they'll say, well, is it my spirit guide of an animal or is it an animal totem? They're kind of, I want to say, very similar, but if you keep getting like the same attraction to an animal or seeing the same omen of an animal several times, then that could be your master spirit guide of an animal. So I think that's kind of fun to work with.
Mm-hmm. And what is the purpose of spirit guides?
Spirit guides' purpose are to move us forward in life. It's funny, I just had a reading this morning, and one of my clients asked me the same exact thing, and Spirit told her the same thing. It's like, we're here to move you forward into a positive life. A lot of times humans get so wrapped up in too many negative emotions that we don't move forward into the positive ones. That's why we're here, to learn, move through things, and move forward to be better and on higher vibration. So higher vibration just means being happier. So whatever we do in our lives, as long as we keep moving forward and moving up, I want to say, on a different level of vibration, that keeps you in a positive state.
Mm-hmm. And do spirit guides, are they with us right from birth? For instance, is the same spirit guide with us right from birth, right till the end of our life? Or do we have other ones come along and join in depending on what we need to learn at certain times in our lives, or if we're specializing in a certain area and a guide might come or a teacher with that kind of information to guide us? How does that work?
Yep. Okay, so it's kind of all of that. Hi, Christina. So, if our spirit guides come right when we're at birth, so we have a few at that time. Some have many. So, like, you know, it's hard to count exactly one or a few or 10 for some people because it varies. And I do believe that it depends. This is just from my guides that have, you know, explained this to me. But the reason why we do have more and they change throughout our lives because at different ages and different situations in our lives, like you said, they can change and they guide us in certain ways. I'm going to give you one example. a lot of times when I do healing work on people and they have different ailments or differences in their body where it's a physical ailment. So let's say somebody has cancer. So if somebody is dealing with cancer and a difference in their body, I want to work with the doctors that come through me as my guides, as what they're called as the 10 doctors from the light. And when they come through, they help me and guide me and also guide the person into moving forward of what they need. So just because there's an angel or a guide out there, they can be everybody's guide, not just mine. It's kind of like it's not the me thing. They're everybody's guides. They're everybody's angels. But,
So that makes me think of something as well. You know, in terms of this time where we are in humanity as opposed to other times in our past history on this earth, do different guides come to aid the collective depending on the stage of growth we are in and where and how we are growing into the next cycle? Does the whole sort of humanity have guides as well to take us forward?
Yes, I believe, you know, and this is my personal belief, I believe that our guides throughout, let's just say like 100 years, we live as humans to be approximately 100 or less. I believe that they're the same guides that come through. They might have different names, you know, if people hear the names or feelings, meaning that they contact us in different ways. Because of what's going on. Like, I'm going to use an example of now because we're at the second shift, which happened in 2012. So when that cosmic event happened, there was new guides that came through. Just like I believe, like, a lot of the children that come through are becoming more sensitive because the vibrations have changed due to the cosmic event. So that means more of us and more from today and moving forward are going to be able to be more sensitive and contact our guides or be able to hear the guides in a truer, way or more, clearer way. So we'll be able to contact each one of them clearer and more as time goes on. It's going to sound more like they're people to people talking than a spirit.
Mm-hmm. Good point. And now I have to ask you a question that honestly, so many people have asked me. Before I do, I want to give away another one of your great gift packages to the first person who calls in right now, 1-800-930-2819. Call in and get this amazing package that Jolie has put together for you. Jolie, how do people connect with their spirit guides? How can people start to build that connection, hear their spirit guides, and start working with them?
Okay. The first thing I like to tell people is you want to calm your mind. So a lot of times when people think of meditation, they think that they have to sit still and, you know, just close their eyes in a folded seat position with their legs crossed. And that's not true. A lot of people actually meditate while they're cooking, meditate while they exercise. There's a lot of different ways of connecting to your source. My way that I do is I ask for a source to come through me, so this way I can hear and see and sense just as source would. So this way I become one with source. A lot of people might feel uncomfortable with that, so what I can tell them to do is just trust in the feeling of knowing that their source or their spirit guide is near their side. So if you're more comfortable with angels, I would ask them to get an angel book or an angel guide or card deck or something. And just pick out one that they're attracted to. And then this way they can connect with that name of that guide. Let's say Archangel Michael, that's one I connect with a lot. And I would ask him to come through. You always want to ask. You don't ever want to command. So it's a mutual respect that you have between your guides that you're going to communicate with. And then you create a bond of trust, knowing and sensing and feeling that the information you're receiving is true. So like I said earlier, a lot of us don't necessarily hear clairaudiently. I can hear clairaudiently, and a lot of other intuitives can, but if you're starting out, some people don't necessarily hear, they just feel. So if they're just feeling the presence of maybe Archangel Michael coming through, it might feel strong or it might feel like a protector. And that's how you start to trust it, because then you start to feel the same energy come through all the time in the presence around you.
I think that the last part you mentioned about, you know, just trusting over time is so important because it does take time to recognize the frequency that comes in over and over and over again, almost like a tone of voice. If you, every time you picked up the phone, it was a tone of voice, you know, over time you would come to know that person as being consistent in who they are. So it's sort of the same thing with trying to recognize a guy's frequency, isn't it?
That's absolutely right, Christina. You're right on with that. It takes practice, and it's not something that you can do overnight. I mean, some people can, obviously, but most of us can't, and it does take practice. So trust is number one. Feeling and sensing is number two. Keeping yourself a clean conduit is really important. You'll probably agree with this one. So a lot of people come to me and they say, well, I got this card deck and I'm picking out three cards and, you know, I'm getting the message from it, but it, I don't know if it really feels true to me. And, but I'm, you know, I had a glass of wine while I was doing it.
Right.
So I said, well, okay. So let me explain it to you this way. So if I'm, if I'm going to give you information and we're talking and I'm drunk, would you believe everything that I'm saying? Well, probably not, because most people embellish, you know, when they're drunk, or they have some of their inner negativity or their inner doubts of themselves come through during that time, right? Most people, not all people. So I said, well, I wouldn't really trust that either. I said, so wouldn't you want to be a clean, clear source when you're doing any kind of energy work? And they say, oh, I get it now. Okay. I said, well, just try it when you're not drinking. Make sure you're clean and clear.
Really, really good point. Just to show up with I think, respect, too, isn't it? Like, you know, to ask a guy to come close to you and to connect with you and to be a source of guidance and inspiration, but you're not fully present because you have alcohol in your system. Not sure if that's the most respectful way to go about it.
Absolutely. It's always about respect.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, we are going to pause for another break now. And when we come back, we will be hearing more insights from Jolie DeMarco. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Are you ready to give your home a fresh look but don't want to do the work? Help is a phone call away. Kathy's Handy is a full-service general contracting company specializing in home improvement, remodeling, and repairs. Kathy's Handy are specialists in kitchens, baths, fireplace makeovers, and finished carpentry, and they partner with other amazing specialty subcontractors needed to complete any job. Friendly, energetic, and dependable, with an impeccable reputation to get the job done while keeping you as comfortable as possible during the transformation of your home, is the hallmark of Kathy's Handy. Call Kathy now for a free estimate. 206-715-8126. That's 206-715-8126. And visit kathyshandy.com for a complete view of possibilities for your home.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker, Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives.
People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Back with Joey DeMarco, and if you're just joining us, we're talking all about intuition. And Joey has been so generous. She's brought together these fabulous gift packages. I'm going to give another one away right now to the first person who calls in at 1-800-930-2819. You get a one Mandala Oracle deck, one copy of Jolie's book, The Second Shift, plus a copy of her book, The Energy Exchange. So the first person to call in gets that. Joey, I need to ask you a question, one that I hear again from many people, and that is, when people are starting out developing their intuition, how can they tell whether what they're picking up is their own energy or their thoughts or fears or somebody else's energy?
Okay, that's a great question. I'm going to start out by saying, the first thing that you feel, don't second guess it. So if automatically you feel that you should turn right instead of left, you should turn right. It's when our human mind starts getting in the way and saying, but if, well, what's going on? Why should I think this? What's going on? That's when you start second guessing yourself and taking the wrong information. The second thing I could tell you is when you get the information that you feel that's coming from something other than yourself, you want to feel, how does it feel to me? So if it feels positive, okay, when you get the message, then trust it. If it doesn't feel positive, I want you to let go of it right away. So this way you can let go knowing that anything that comes from another source that's positive is going to give you bad information or a bad feeling, okay? So that's an easy one. Positive is positive and negative is negative. And knowing the difference between it coming from you, meaning your higher self or your human mind versus an angel, you can usually feel the difference too. Some people might feel a little tingle. And this is what I mean. You have to be very mindful of when you're doing this or getting the information so it helps you trust it better. So it's more about, like I said, feeling things. So if you're noticing that you feel maybe a tingle or you're in a certain place in your home is when you start to feel or hear information, that's when you should always maybe go back to that same spot and start to recognize if it's positive or negative. So those are just some little tips that you can use. But training is really what will help you the most. Like, so if you took some intuitive training at a local mindful healing near you, that would help you even more. And I have lots of tips in the book as well, The Energy Exchange.
Okay, that's fabulous. You know, one of the things, that, as you were speaking, it just popped into my mind. I distinctly remember this time when I was picking up something, and I didn't know I was picking it up, and I felt myself sort of filled with tears. And I remember a distinct moment when I said to myself, wait a second, that's not how I feel when I cry. And that was really a turning point for me to put down that sort of a boundary and step away, like half a step back from what I was picking up, so that it just didn't overtake me. And I started feeling, oh, that's what I'm feeling now. I remember thinking, when I cry, I have this kind of feeling in my eyes. I don't have that kind of feeling right now. This can't be mine.
Okay. That's a great example. So that's you picking up energy from your vibrations of your aura. Remember earlier we talked about our aura and the energy of our aura?
Right.
So our electromagnetic field goes about arm's length out of our body all the way around, so over the top of our head, under our feet, around our back and front. And so it's basically an auric egg or a circle around our body. And that's our personal aura, our personal vibrations. So if you were standing, let's just say maybe you were standing next to somebody or earlier that day you were, and that person was sad, you didn't even have to know who that person was. You could have just passed them in the supermarket, and you could have picked up her sad emotions, whether it might be sad because, something emotional happened to her that day, or physically she wasn't feeling well. you could pick up that other person's emotions, because whatever she was feeling is a vibration, and that vibration was picked up by your auric field touching her auric field. And like I said, that's you being 4 feet away from somebody. You could pick up somebody else's feelings or senses.
Mm-hmm.
And so you might have picked up somebody's feelings or senses earlier in the day, and then it started to, I want to say, you started to own it. You started to own that energy as your own because you didn't clear and cleanse your auric field or clear and cleanse your mind and thought with your intention. So if you're holding on to something, sometimes we don't even know that we're doing it, but it's a thought form or a vibration that's positive, negative, or null, again, that comes into our energy field. So that's what you were doing. You were feeling somebody else's emotion other than your own.
Okay, very interesting. Now let's talk about, darker, more negative energy is out there. I always say to people, just as you wouldn't open your front door and let just anyone walk through, when you are opening up intuitively, it's really important to be discerning as to what you're picking up and to really decide for yourself whether that's energy you want near you or not. What are your thoughts on that, Julie, and how can people protect themselves from energy they do not want around them?
Okay. To me, there's different kinds. So there's like human-to-human energy, or like you're saying, opening up the intuitiveness. So you're saying on the spirit sense or spirit world other than human. Both ways, basically, you don't have to own any energy or accept any energy that's negative. So if somebody's meditating and all of a sudden they feel like something dark or a negative energy around them, one, it could just be your fear because you're feeling something different. You know, it might not be so negative as you really think it is. It's just that automatically we get scared because we're not seeing the person there. We're feeling an energy instead. So I think a lot of people get a little, jump the gun a little bit on that. But if you're definitely feeling a negative energy, let's just say somebody feels like there's a ghost in their house that's doing some crazy stuff. I believe that energy is either positive, negative, or null. So if I choose to communicate with that energy, I'm going to tell them, if you're anything other than the light, and I always say other than the light, not, because not is a negative word, I'm going to allow you to move out of this space and go somewhere else. So at that time, you're allowing that person or that energy to move out of that space into somewhere else other than your auric field or around you where you're sensing them. So some people have a tough time, I want to say, getting rid of what they believe is dark energies, but most of the time it's just a spirit trying to get your attention so they can tell you something. So I kind of don't really believe in all that like black magic stuff. Mm-hmm. However, people can put thought forms on you. So like if somebody in New York was calling me a bad name, like a curse word, it would still go into my energy field even though I didn't verbally hear them say it. It would still go in as a thought form, and it would be in my energy field. And that's why it's really important for everybody to clear off their energy every single day, so they're not holding any feelings that aren't theirs.
So let me ask you just about that then, because this is so, so important. How can people cleanse their energy field?
Okay. There's lots of ways. Sunlight works. Anytime you could be on a beach where there's earth, wind, air, fire. The easiest way is using your intention, okay? So your intention is what you desire and what you project, okay? So if you intend to clear your space, meaning your auric field and your physical body, of anything other than the light, you can have it go into the ground, the Mother Earth, to be recycled and renewed. So that's the best way I like to visualize it. If you're not good at visualizing, the best way to do it is while you're in the shower, because most of us take a shower. As you're feeling the water go over your body, you're also going to feel the water go over your auric field. And just try to imagine like it's cleaning off the auric field, and anything other than the light, again, is going down the drain to be recycled and renewed, and you feel clean. That's why water always makes us feel good, makes us feel clean, because it does clear off our auric field. But your intention is number one. You could always do it with intention without any other, any other modalities around. It's just you and your intention, knowing that you're clean and clear and moving anything other than the light out of your energy field, any vibration that's other than the light.
Okay, excellent. Now, how about clearing away heavy and painful experiences from our past, or even heavy memories from a past life? How can we clear those away from what we're experiencing in the moment?
Okay. Well, Those I usually call attachments, or many people might call them an energy attachment. So whenever our auric field, I always consider our auric field part of our physical body because it basically is. So whenever there's a thought or a vibration that's from the past that maybe you think about an ex-boyfriend a lot and, you know, maybe you didn't have closure there, so you're constantly thinking about him because there wasn't a closure, that's when you have to decide for yourself. We always have a choice, okay? So being a human, we always have a choice, and we only we can control our soul. So if you want to clear your energy in this lifetime, you want to make sure that you allow yourself to let go, first of all, because most of us say we want to let go, but we don't allow ourselves to let go because the subconscious comes through. Then after you do that, you want to make sure that whenever you start thinking about that, it kind of takes some practice. It's kind of retraining your brain. I call it like going to a good radio station. So if you start thinking about the ex and it's negative, I want you to pretend that you're turning a radio dial, and you could turn it to World Peace Radio. No, I'm just kidding. You can just
please do.
Or you can turn it to what I call your happy place. And I call it the happy place because there's no people in the happy place. It brings no emotion because it's just a happy place without other people. Oh, I think we're going to hear some music there.
Benny's getting our attention with those lovely, gentle sounds. I guess it's time for a break. We'll be right back with Jolie DeMarco. Stay tuned. We're going to be talking more about your intuition. We'll be right back.
Tune in to The Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life. Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of call-in talk radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been-there, done-that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for The Sandy Brewer Show.
ACT, Advanced Cell Training, is a restorative healing process created by Gary Bleier to address the body malfunctions that contribute to illness. This breakthrough learning program teaches health insights and principles, strategic integration of both traditional and alternative modalities, while clients train their own bodies to heal themselves. Visit AdvancedCellTraining.com. That's AdvancedCellTraining.com.
Tune in to Peace World Radio. Vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk. The world is having. The Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, TBDA, has just launched Bite Back for a Cure, a new national grassroots campaign to build support for the fight against tick-borne diseases. This fall, 24-year-old John Donnelly is biking across America to meet others affected by tick-borne diseases and raise awareness about the national tick-borne disease epidemic. TBDA wants you to get involved in the campaign and follow John's journey. To learn more, visit bitebackforacure.org.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Peaceful World Radio. I'm Christina Jans, and today's show has been all about intuition. And I've been having such a great conversation with Jolie DeMarco. Before I connect with her, I'm going to give away the last gift package from Jolie to the first person who calls in right now. The number is 1-800-930-2819. Jolie, when we were on break, you were telling me about a free intuitive test that people can take. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, it's I created it on the website. It's called getareadingnow.com. So it's getareadingnow.com, and it's a free intuitive test, so you can find out your level of psychic abilities. And you just answer about 8 questions, and it gives you some insight. It'll automatically send you an email. No purchase necessary. It's just free. And you can see how intuitive you are at this time in your life, and it'll give you guidance of what moves you should make next to make yourself a little bit stronger with your intuitiveness. So it's just fun. You know, it's a fun thing.
That's just wonderful. So that's great. One of your books is called The Energy Exchange. What is that about?
The Energy Exchange and how to manifest with it is to help you utilize positive or equal energy to keep balance and to manifest your desires in your lifetime. So it helps people understand that I don't have to give you something expecting something back. It's just about using positive energy exchanges that are, I want to say, not using any entitlement. Because a lot of, right now in today's world, there's a lot of entitlement. People think they're entitled to things if they give you something, and it's not about that. So some of the things that you can manifest are a good match. So that's the most popular one.
In fact, I wanted to actually get into that sort of section of questions right now, because there's people are always wondering about how to manifest loving relationships. Let's start with that one, in fact. Any tips on that?
Yeah. Whenever we do an equal energy exchange when manifesting, you always want to allow yourself. So the first thing that you want to do is say, I am and I allow myself. And I am and I allow, I'm going to say one for a man since I'm a woman, okay? I am and I allow myself to meet a man that respects me 100% and I respect him 100%. We trust each other. We're monogamous to each other. We're honest to each other. And we're both available to meet each other. So these are some of what all this information was channeled from my spirit guides of the light. And they said once it's an equal energy exchange, it's not about me anymore, what I want, because the manifesting phase used to be when you ask, it's just about saying what you want. What about the other person? So the other person, you can't be a good match with somebody if they're not yours, right, or it's just not going to work out long term. So they talk about this equal energy exchange and how to ask for what you want in that way, whether it's relationship, tangible items, job, whatever it might be. So I have it written out in the book and step by step, telling you how to ask specifically for what you want, and this way you don't leave anything out. But your intention is the most powerful thing. And they also want to let you know that you only need to say it one time a week, because if you say it more, it just becomes words and vibrations that don't have the intent behind it. So you want to make sure that you only say it one time a week, which a lot of people think if they say it more times, it's going to happen faster.
Okay, so that's an important point. And so would it be saying it, for instance, once a week, but being fully present in it, and then afterwards just letting go and living as if it's already here or on its way?
Absolutely. So after you write what you want in that person, so you're going to say the part that I said earlier, the core, you are to them as they are to you, so it's an equal energy exchange. Then you could ask and add the little things in there that if you want them to be humorous, funny, tall, whatever it might be, those are the things that become your signature of what you want in that person. And at the end, you also want to say when you want it to happen, when you want to meet that person. And then you're going to believe that it happens, because everything is energy. If you think for 1 minute after you just spent the time and put your intention, like you said, very strongly putting your intention into it, that you say, well, if it's meant to happen, it will. You just kibosh that. You just put this null energy onto that, and then it didn't go out as positive. So you want to make sure that you know it's going to happen, just like you said, or you can visualize yourself already with this person. This way it does come true and it does happen.
That makes sense to me, because when you have been living in a state, for instance, without, and then you put an intention out there of saying, this is what I want, and you allow yourself to become that new frequency, then your frequency itself changes and allows for the new experience to come in.
Right, right. You're right on.
Okay. So you know how you were talking about putting your intention out for equal exchange in terms of sort of with wanting to manifest a partner? How do you do that in the sense of creating equal exchange if what you're wanting to do is manifest financial prosperity?
Okay. So if you want to manifest equal energy exchange with monies, values, what you would do is you want to say of what your energy exchange is. So let's just say I'm going to give the example of me, okay, at my business. So when I do intuitive readings for people, I always say I am and I allow myself to meet as many people as I can to make an exchange for my business. They come in for a reading and guidance from the light, and I do the best that I can in giving them guidance from the light, helping them move forward in their lives, and also in exchange, they give me X amount of dollars or more so I can move forward and pay my rent, pay my employees, and is also an equal energy exchange with them. And this will happen, and I always say, like, the date and the time of when I want it to happen. I usually say it monthly, and it does. And it's so amazing. I can't even tell you. I have so many people that written back to me, not just with me manifesting money, but manifesting a good match. One woman got married within 4.5 months. With her good match. I mean, you know, there's just amazing things that can happen when you really set your mind to it and set the intention in a positive vibration. So what you put out really does come back.
You know, one of the things that I do, tell me what you think about this. One of the things that I do is I imagine whatever state it is that I want to manifest existing at an energy level. And I ask whether it's possible to enter into a holy and loving union with the spirit of that which I want to manifest, so that it becomes this really holy, sacred, loving state where, for instance, if it's financial prosperity, that, like you say, it's not just about, you know, what I want. It's about, for instance, how that energy of finances can move through me and manifest in this world in a way that's for its highest good as well. How does that sit with you?
Yes, that's good. I mean, what you're doing is, your intention is, you're putting it on a vibrancy that's going to come back to you in a positive way and also to other people that are involved. So sometimes people do it on a higher level. So I would say, like with you, you're using like universal powers at a different frequency than maybe the everyday person would, because you work with energy a lot. So you know that using your higher self, or, you know, if I'm assuming this right, using your higher self, meaning the all-knowing you, the spirit of you or the soul of you, and doing it on a soul level. So you can do it on a soul level, but I would always make sure that you say that you want it to happen in Earth dimension, because I personally believe that we're in different parallels at the same, we're existing in more places at once. So, you know, we're infinite. So if you're, let's just say you're in this Earth 2013, you might be in another parallel somewhere else, and you want to make sure that you're manifesting, let's say if it was money, in this Earth dimension 2013.
Well, so, isn't that an important point? Because you don't want to be manifesting like crazy and then be sort of a pauper here, but rich on another plane, right?
Absolutely. So that's...
Yeah, that's a really good point. I actually think we've just got a few more seconds left, actually, before we need to finish up our show, Jolie. Is there anything else that you wanted to share with our listeners?
I just wanted to let them know that if they want to manifest a good match, I do have it on the YouTube. I talk about how to do it exactly, or they could get my book, The Energy Exchange and How to Manifest with on Amazon. So it's just $3.99 on Amazon if they want to check it out.
Perfect. Jolie, I want to thank you so much for being here today, for sharing your insights and your delightful energy with us, and also thank you again for the amazing gifts you gave away. It was just great.
Oh, my pleasure, and thank you so much for having me, Christina. I really appreciate it. Thank you, World Peace Radio.
Great. And be sure to join me, everyone, every second Monday of the month at 11 a.m. Pacific and 2 p.m. Eastern Time for more vibrant conversations to change the world. If you want to contact me, go to peaceworldradio.com. While you're there, check out our upcoming guests, listen to archive shows, And be sure to follow me on Peace World Radio, on Facebook, that is. And as this is our last show for 2013, I want to wish you all a safe and happy holiday and joyous blessings to each and every one of you for a new year filled with vibrant health, happiness, and prosperity. I'm Christina Jans. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to Peace World Radio, Vibrant Conversations to Change the World with Christina Jans. Tune in each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific and 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW for another energetic, vibrant, and engaging show that's getting people talking. Internationally renowned host Christina Jans brings you extraordinary and courageous people who are using their lives to raise the frequency of our world. For more information about Christina and the show, visit peaceworldradio.com and join the talk the world is having. Tune in to Peace World Radio, Vibrant Conversations to Change the World with Christina Jans, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show. Stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Having trouble keeping up with the accelerated, life-altering changes occurring on the planet? The Quantum Vortex is the brainchild of Meg Benedicte, a pioneer in quantum healing and energetic activations. Weaving together ancient spiritual knowledge, quantum physics, and vibrational healing, Meg Benedicte is accelerating change at the cellular level. For more details on private sessions, meditation CDs, downloads, and teleseminars, visit NewEarthCentral.com.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.